It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss few ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah. First we will discuss the ayat number 50 of Surah Al-Baqarah, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when we parted the sea for you and saved you and caused the people of Pharaoh to drown while you were looking on. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ. When we parted or separated the sea for you. This is the mentioning of second ni'mat or bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal, which was bestowed upon Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them freedom from the oppression of people of Fir'aun. He rescued them from the people of Fir'aun. And here in this ayah kareema, the second very important and vital ni'mat is mentioned, and that is that the people of Pharaoh or people of Fir'aun were drowned in front of their eyes. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, on the order of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, took the Bani Israel and moved towards Egypt. And when in the morning Fir'aun and his people came to know that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is not there and the Bani Israel are not there, they followed them and they found them at the bank of the river. Bani Israel got very worried when they saw that the troops of Fir'aun are following them. Then Hazrat Musa alayhi salam made dua that Ya Allah help us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Hazrat Musa alayhi salam that hit your stick on the water of the river. And when he did that, from the water there were 12 paths, so 12 roads created, dry roads. And the water stood up like walls around the sides of those 12 paths. And there were holes from those walls and they were able to see each other. And while they were moving, they were even communicating. And then Fir'aun thought, well, this has happened because of me. And he and his people also followed them and they came into the river. And while they were in the middle of the river and the Bani Israels were gone already the other side, then water came back to its original condition. It started flowing and Fir'aun and his people were drowned in that water while the Israelis were seeing and they were watching. Fir'aun was drowned on the 10th of Muharram. So Musa alayhi salam kept fast on the 10th of Muharram to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this relief and because of this freedom. It is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, he saw that the Jewish people celebrate on the 10th of Muharram, they fast on the 10th of Muharram. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, why you do that? Jews replied, this is a holy day for us. This is an auspicious day for us. Because in this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescued Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and our forefathers, Bani Israel, from the oppression of Fir'aun and Pharaoh. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replied, if this is the case, then I have more connection with Musa alayhi salam than you. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept fast on the 10th of Muharram. And he also ordered people to fast on the 10th of Muharram. However, we should not do in the similar way as the Jews do. Our practice must be distinctive and very clear. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that, O people, fast on the day of Ashura, which is the 10th of Muharram, but do not follow the way of Jews. Mean do it differently. It means that you add a fast before the 10th or you add a fast after the 10th. So this way you will be keeping 9th and 10th or the 10th and 11th. So you're not following the way of Jews. So this also tells us that it is very important that our actions must be distinctive. Our actions must be criterions and make a clear difference that we are not following in our actions any of the non-believers. And we also learn from this that when person is given a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is given in'am, then to celebrate or to remember or to memorize it or to commemorate, that is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though the Jews were doing it, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not stop that. And he fasted on that day for the same reason, because Musa alayhi salam and his people were rescued from the oppression of Fir'aun. So therefore it becomes the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to celebrate the in'am and the bounties of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Then in the ayat number 51 and in the ayat number 52, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And recall, when we made a promise of 40 nights with Musa, then you took the calf in worship and you were wrongdoers. Then we pardoned you after that so that you might be grateful. In this ayah karima and in the ayat which is after that, the ni'mat, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is mentioned, its summary is that when Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun got destroyed, and when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam took the Israelis to Egypt, then on the request of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Musa alayhi salam Torah, the book. And it happened this way that Musa alayhi salam was ordered to come and spend 40 nights. First 30 nights and then 10 nights were added on that. So Musa alayhi salam went to Mount Tur. And in this 40 days, month of Dhul-Qa'dah is included and the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are included. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam appointed Hazrat Harun alayhi salam as his successor or deputy. And he went away to Koh-e-Tur or Mount Tur. He stayed 40 days there, and in this duration there was no connection or communication with the people. And the book was given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam in the forms of tablets. Everything was written on the tablets. And on the other side, Samari, an idol worshipper, he decorated a calf. In other words, he made a calf with gold and he decorated it and he made it very beautiful. And he said to the people that this calf is your creator, this calf is your Allah, he should be worshipped. People waited for Musa alayhi salam for 1 month and they realized Musa alayhi salam is not coming. And they got deceived by the deception of Samari. And they started worshipping calf in the absence of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Harun alayhi salam and about 12,000 people who were with him, they stayed away, they kept away from the practices of Samari and the other idol worshippers. And they were even stopping them and telling them that don't do that, this is wrong. But Samari somehow overpowered or very strongly influenced the Bani Israel, and they started listening to him and they started worshipping the calf. And then when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam came back, he saw this condition and he warned them. And he told them how to pay penalty for their sin or the wrongdoing. So when they followed the instructions of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and they made their tawbah the way Hazrat Musa alayhi salam told them and informed them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their tawbah and he forgave them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayat number 53, وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَحْتَدُونَ. And when we gave to Musa alayhi salam the book and the criterion to judge between right and wrong so that you might follow the right path. In this ayah kareema, the word furqan is mentioned, criterion. And there are several meanings which we can establish from the study of tafasir. One of the meaning of furqan is that it is Torah, the book which is revealed upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And the second meaning is that those miracles which make a clear difference and distinction between kufr and iman, like asa, the stick of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, or yade baida, or the shining hand of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, which was his miracle. And it can also mean that Shariat, a law code, which was given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam to separate between lawful and unlawful, to separate between halal and haram, permissible and impermissible. So this is what is being meant here, وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And recall when Musa alayhi salam said to his people, O my people, indeed you have wronged yourselves by taking the calf for worshipping. So now repent to your Creator and kill yourselves. That is best for all of you in the sight of your Creator. Then he accepted your repentance. Surely he is the most relenting, the merciful. Bani Israel, because of worshipping the calf, they were forgiven. But how they were forgiven, that is very interesting. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said to the people that your repentance, your tawbah will only be counted and accepted if those who worshipped calf are killed by those who did not worship the calf. And this way you will not go to the hellfire. So the culprit ones, the guilty ones, the wrongdoers, they agreed with that. So from the morning, killing started. Those who worshipped the calf, they were being killed, and those who did not worship the calf, they were killing. So from morning till evening, 70,000 Jews were killed. Then Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, they cried in the court of Allah azza wa jal and they made dua that, O Allah, forgive them. And on their request, wahi came, or revelation came, that those who have been killed, they have become martyrs. And everyone else is forgiven. Mean even those who are not killed yet, but they were forgiven. So qatil and maqtul, the killer and the killed one, the murdered and the murderer, both were regarded as jannatis. Bani Israel committed many crimes, but still they were forgiven, and we will discuss why they were forgiven. And their crimes were, number one, they made a figure, they made an idol. To making a figure or an idol of living being is not allowed in Islam. So that was the first crime they committed. They disobeyed Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, and Hazrat Harun alayhi salam was appointed by Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. He was the successor and the naib and the deputy of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. It was compulsory upon them to follow Hazrat Harun alayhi salam in the absence of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And the third crime they committed, that was to worship the calf. So they became mushriks. Now, according to their crime and the seriousness of their crime, they should have been caught in the punishment and not given chance to repent and killed, or death is given to them without faith, without iman. They leave, they depart from this world without faith. But they were given the chance to repent. They were given the chance to make tawbah. And how did that happen? It happened because of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and because of Hazrat Harun alayhi salam. This tells you that if you have connection with the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, with Anbiya, with Awliya, and you request them for the security of your faith, and you with sincerity attach yourself with them, then with their du'as, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give protection to your faith, and He will give you the tawfiq of repentance and tawbah before the time of death, as it happened with Bani Israel. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَىٰ لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. And recall when you said, O Musa, we will never believe you until we see Allah manifestly. Thereupon the thunderbolt struck you while you were looking on. To be desirous of seeing Allah Azza wa Jal is a good act. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam also was desirous to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is mentioned in Quran Kareem, Rabbi arini, O Allah Azza wa Jal, show yourself to me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to Musa alayhi salam, Lan tarani, you cannot see me. But to harbor a doubt in a prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an act of kufr, and this is the cause of punishment. If the niyat of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just because of his love, then it's well and fine, that's good. But if you are doubting the Nabi of Allah, then that is the problem. And this is what exactly happened with Bani Israel. So the reason is that the group of Bani Israel, they accompanied Hazrat Musa alayhi salam to Mount Sina. And they were destroyed by lightning. And why they were destroyed? They said that we want to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. We want to see Him, we want to hear Him. Maybe you will tell us that this is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we know that that is true? We have no measurement to confirm. So they were doubting Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So because of this insult or this wrongdoing or this mistake or this mistrust in the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. They were destroyed by lightning. It was so powerful lightning that they all died. It should be remembered that only after their repentance of calf worshipping that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam took them so they can offer their tawbah and they can accept and acknowledge that they have done wrong, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may shower His mercy upon these people. On reaching that place, they said that they were not prepared to listen to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, but they would like Allah Azza wa Jal to speak to them directly. So when this happened, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His azab and so strong lightning that they all were killed. ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم لعلكم تشكرون. Then we brought you to life after your death, that perhaps you might be grateful. When this happened, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam supplicated to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and he requested that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant these 70 people life, bring them back to life. Otherwise, بنی اسرائیل will accuse me for killing them. And this will cause too many problems in my nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the dua of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And these 70 people were brought back to life. Alhamdulillah, from this we learn a very important lesson. That the dua of the pious people have great power. Their duas are accepted, and the power of their dua is so strong that even dead people can be brought to life. As it happened that with the dua of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, 70 Jews who died, they came back to life. So through the prayer and the dua of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, they got a second lease of life. So those 70 men who had been destroyed had completed their lifespan. Only when a person's lifespan is completed will he die. Thus they were given a new life, because when they died first, that was the completion of their lifespan. But they were made alive, so that means they were given second chance to live. They had a second life. So this also tells you that the dua of the beloveds of Allah, the duas of the friends of Allah are so powerful that even the destiny can be changed. وَصَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. And we shedded you with clouds and sent down upon you manna and salwa, saying, eat of the good things we have provided for you. And they did not wrong us at all, but they wronged their own souls. So this is ayat number 57. On his return, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam informed his people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded that they should leave Egypt and migrate to Syria to fight with the nation of Amalika and establish their residence there. Eventually and sadly, they left Egypt. On their way, they had to pass a jungle which had neither any shelter nor anything to eat or drink. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam made dua, "Oh Allah, help them." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent white clouds to give them shelter. Manna and salwa was given to them, that was type of food. So it would come ready-made, prepared, very tasty, and they were actually fed up with that, and they started doing wrong things as well. And then there was a pillar which was illuminated to give them light during the night. So how many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were done upon Israelis, upon the Bani Israel. They stayed in that jungle, in that field for 40 years. For 40 years they had shelter of cloud and they were getting free food, and their clothes would not get dirty, their nails would not grow, their hair would not grow. Then they were causing harm to themselves. And how did that happen? That they were ordered not to store the food, or manna and salwa, because every day new one will come. But they started storing. They started gathering that food. And then food started rotting. So prior to this, nothing had rotted. So this is also important information, that for food to rot actually started at that time when Bani Israel used to collect food for the next day. Manna is a type of sweet meat like halwa, while salwa was a type of salty meat or roasted meat. Some have said they were roasted birds. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have learned few verses of Quran Kareem, their meanings and their commentary. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the pure and correct and accurate and thorough understanding of Quran and Hadith. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to practice upon the teachings of Quran and Hadith. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.